containers in the building.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsNet Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's time for Top 5, Bottom 5 as we roll along here on your Tuesday. We just completed Week 10 of the National Football League. Man, are you ready to go? Because I'm telling you, Ron, I scribbled and scribbled and added and scribbled, and I think I got it. I don't know if I got it.
I'm 100% with you because
this might be a mess.
I can say this with all certainty. My top five, the teams are the same. I just couldn't figure out the order I wanted to put
them in. I couldn't figure out the order.
But let's do it.
Let's rock and roll. Are you ready? Number five on my list. My God, I hated to do this. Because in the end, I'm going to look back on week 10 and go, oh, remember when you thought they were five? Yeah, well, now they're like number one. But unfortunately, this is where I put the Buffalo Bills. They've lost back-to-back games now. It's not that they're a bad team. It's not. It really isn't. It's that right now, they're not playing pretty good. They're not playing good. Josh Allen's elbow injury. How much was that a factor in their loss to Minnesota? I don't know. But it was the most wild, crazy game that could have gone either way. If the Bills had pulled that game off, they'd be higher. It really does come down to a wild fourth quarter. If they didn't fumble the football and had gotten that win, they'd be higher. But right now, back-to-back losses, if you're one of the top teams in the NFL, I got to punish you for back-to-back losses. So Bills, you're five.
See, I might be a little mean here.
Right?
A little mean because this team was number two all the way down to five. And I feel bad doing this. And I know it's not true. But I had to put the Eagles at five.
Well, I might as well keep going because I put the Eagles at four. So let's continue that conversation.
Yeah, just because here's the deal, right? You can have a bad game in the NFL. We've all seen it. They had the worst game of the season that they possibly could have. They did. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Like one more turnover they had all season. They did in one game.
Yeah,
they had three all season, four in this one game. And you can't do that to a division rival, and I think that's where the issue is I'm having with them, is that you need to take care of your business with when it comes to your division rivals, and you lay down.
Yeah, exactly. And again, they couldn't stop the run last night. They couldn't stop the run against Houston, but that's Houston, so it's not big of a deal. But last night, Washington made them pay for that. And again, I love the strategy of Washington. Let's keep the ball as much as we possibly can. But when the Eagles did have the ball, they were pretty sloppy with it too. So I'm with you. It's a huge punishment for a team that was unbeaten all season long. But I feel like they deserve it.
But you know what? That happens in college football all the time, right? If you're the number one team and you're undefeated, you lose a game, you're out of the top five or top four.
One of the things that this Eagles team has been able to do is they have the right people in the right position. They have both it on offense and defense. We were impressed with the team that they have been building, that Howie Roseman building. Like when they got when they went out and got why am I drawing a blank on Robert Quinn? That's the second time I failed on Robert Quinn. Robert Quinn is going to have to, I'm going to have to just read a bio on him or something. But when they got Robert Quinn, why? Because they didn't have a lot of sacks as a defense, but they had like two games where they had a lot. So they weren't spreading it out enough. They felt like they had to go out and get money. But that was just like, that's just like finishing up the icing on the cake, right? Just, oh, let's get Robert Quinn to finish this one thing that we don't do well.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan Davis's injury has allowed them, have put them in a position where teams can gouge them a little bit because he's been a very good run stopper and he's not on the team anymore because he's on the IR. That allowed a team like Washington to do very well against him. So yeah, I'm going to drop you down a little bit, Philadelphia. Yeah, you're four.
Number four for me, this is where I had the Bills.
Okay.
So we just kind of flip-flopped them. You know, I think you're onto something. I think there's much more to the UCL injury than they're leading on. Now, he played well. Josh Allen played well. But, you know, how much of that towards the end of the game was he actually starting to feel it a little bit more?
I thought his interception at the end of the game that sealed it in overtime was a terrible throw. That was a terrible throw. And that's usually not something he does. And so I don't know how much – I'm not making an excuse for the guy by any means. But, I mean, it did make me go, there might be more to this. Yep. And we'll see. So I right now Buffalo's just got to get – got to get something going together. All right, number three. Number four.
No, you already did number four. Number three.
Number four, Philly. I'm sorry, number three. This is where I put the Miami Dolphins. I just got talking with Alan Poupar. I like the Dolphins. I know that this three-game losing skid without Tua, but now with Tua, They played a Browns team that's not good, but the one thing the Browns do is run the ball really well, and they stopped Nick Chubb. They held Nick Chubb to his second lowest point yardage total of the season. You combine that with what they're doing offensively, that is it. And Xavier Howard did a great job of shutting down the receivers. That defense played really well in their game against the Browns. I think there's something clicking down there. I mean, they obviously got through the Tua injury and the concussion protocol and all of that. Yes, they did lose three straight. Yes, they're beating up on teams that have losing records. But I like them. They're clicking. Miami is three.
Number three, let's keep the conversation going because I did the same thing. Number three is for me is Miami. You know what? Tua is undefeated this season.
He is 7-0.
I think he is, 13-2 in his last 15 games? You know, you could point fingers at his arm strength, the way he throws the ball, this and that. Fact is, this guy knows how to play football.
He really does.
And for whatever reason, we didn't give him credit for it. We all owe Tua an apology.
Right, I think
this
so
guy,
too.
This guy knows how to play. And listen, they've made the right moves this offseason. Alan Pupar said it. They have cheat codes at wide receiver. It is ridiculous that Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It's just a bevy of riches. I mean, all I can assume next is that they're going to fleece Atlanta Falcons and bring Kyle Pitts over.
By the way, does Alan Pupar think there was no controversy about Tua Tagovailoa around the nation?
Yeah, it sounded like that.
I caught him off guard. I'm like, are there any doubters left? You know, just kind of tongue-in-cheek. He's like, were there any to begin with?
Yeah, I don't think there were.
A whole bunch of people that were saying. You know, maybe not in South Florida, but there definitely was a feeling around the country.
305 is the area code down there?
Right, exactly.
It's like, look outside the 305.
There was a lot of people wondering if that guy was the quarterback down there.
You know what? I mean, all the talk, it was like, hey, you know what? Trade Tua to the Texans.
Oh, I know.
For draft picks. Exactly. It's like, get rid of him.
Oh, goodness. But now he's the man, 7-0.
And it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, he is, yeah.
Yeah, Philip on Twitter, it's definitely a good time to be a Dolphins fan. I love it. You're 100% right.
It's a great time to be a Dolphins fan.
Yep. All right.
They got everything clicking for them right now.
Number two on my list, real quick. This is where I put the Minnesota Vikings.
Same here.
Are we gonna have to continue our top five with our short segment?
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue that when we come back as we continue with Wake Up Call and Sports Map Radio. But we got the Minnesota Vikings at number two, right? So look, you win on the road, you win in Buffalo, you're gonna get higher up. I wasn't buying them for a while, but now I'm buying them now. We'll continue as Wake Up Call rolls along.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, because of the shortness of that last break, we're going to wrap up top five, and then we're going to go right into bottom five. We were just talking about number two. Minnesota is, two for us?
Two for us, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big win for them on the road. Now, they were in some tight games with some teams that, but nevertheless.
No, but that was a quality win. That's the one thing we've been kind of missing. I mean, you know, we've said, they've had a tough game here or there, but our biggest argument all season long when they were, with only one loss was like, who did they beat?
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, was I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they would lose, like, four in a row, and then they would be back to normal. But they don't look like that team. I thought, again, we all can marvel at Justin Jefferson, and rightfully so. He had one of the best games you'll see this season.
One of the best catches you'll ever see, too.
Kirk Cousins threw some missiles, man. He threw some great passes. And so that's really coming together well.
But here's the deal. Don't you get the feeling you still don't know who this team is?
I'm a little bit like that.
I watched a lot of that game. Yeah, I was, doing little chores here and there during that game, but I watched a lot of that Bills-Vikings game on Sunday. And I still came away with not really knowing who the Vikings are.
Yeah, it's a weird team because for so many years this team, and we talked about this with our guy in
A.J. Mansoor.
A.J. Mansoor in Minnesota. For so many years, they were a Dalvin Cook-oriented football team, right? It was like they were going to run Dalvin Cook as much. And now they're not a very good running team. They're not statistically high in that category.
They literally was a place where you know, they overpaid for Kirk Cousins.
Right, exactly, right? And yeah, they overpaid for Kirk Cousins. And now it is becoming Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, and they have one of the top passing games in the NFL, and they put up a lot of points. They do. They're in the top 10 in points producing. So there is something about what's going on. But yeah, we're going to start to get to know them more and more. That was a big win. That was an important win that you have on your calendar. When you can go to Buffalo and you can win that game,
yep,
you're doing something right. But number one is Kansas City. And yeah, I've been saying, you could make the argument that the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC, and I wouldn't hate you. I would probably agree with more of your points. But right now, I'm taking the Chiefs. I would take the Chiefs straight up right now against the Dolphins, but barely. I think the Dolphins are coming on like a rocket ship. And if the Chiefs are not careful, they better be careful.
And, you know, it may stem from the fact that, you know, especially for me, I don't know about for you, but for me at the beginning of the season, I doubted them. I didn't even pick them as my AFC West champion. Because I thought, I was like, oh, well, they lost Tyreek Hill. It's not going to be the same offense. They're going to miss this. They're missing that. It's all these excuses. Then, you know, it's flat out just Mahomes being Mahomes.
Yeah. And since their loss to Buffalo in that big, epic matchup, they've beaten the Niners and the Titans. Those are two very good football teams. Jacksonville's not, but Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdowns to four different receivers. He finds a way to spread out this offense. So Kansas City right now is one.
Number one.
But I'm telling you, Miami, I'm watching them closely. All right, let's get to the bottom five.
Bottom five.
As we continue, we're going to go 28 all the way to 32. 28, I put the Rams here. The Rams, Matt Stafford's in the concussion protocol. Cooper Kupp's now hurt. This is a banged up team. They lose games. That's what they do now. They're off to the worst start of any defending Super Bowl champion, I guess, since the start of the Super Bowl. It is a complete mess. You know, look, last week's game was, Sunday's game was really funny because neither Kyler Murray or Matt Stafford played. So he was like, what are you getting? But nevertheless, it's still not a very good football team. So the Rams right now, to me, are in my 28.
I like that. I don't have the Rams in my bottom five, but I should put them on my watch list.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Number 28 for me, despite winning last Thursday, I have the Panthers here.
Yeah, the Panthers, sure.
Now we're going back to Baker.
Now we're back to Baker. I don't know what they're doing.
Because PJ Walker's injured, I guess.
But are they?
Not really.
Well, I guess. I guess he could play.
Maybe it's because, you know, whoever their head coach is, because I don't know who it is.
Why don't you play Sam Darnold and showcase him?
Right. He still hasn't taken a snap.
He might be able to do something, people. If you're interested, you can have him for a song.
There is just so much about this team that and here's the truth, right? I don't even have the Falcons in my bottom five. And I probably should if I'm putting the Panthers here, because the Panthers beat them on Thursday.
Right.
But I don't have the Falcons in my bottom five. There were other teams I felt that were worthy of that. And this team is just, I don't know. I think they're getting lucky. But I think luck is about to run out.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're going to see an implosion of epic proportions soon.
All right, 29 for me. This is where I put the Denver Broncos. Now, the Denver Broncos I would put much higher. Their offense is so embarrassing, it's ridiculous. When the Daniel Hackett and Russell Wilson, and you can't score points, the only reason I'm not is their defense is the number one scoring defense in the NFL. You cannot score on them, but it doesn't matter because they can't score on you. So Denver is a disaster in terms of offense, but defense, whatever Vic Fangio left in the cupboard, besides Bradley Chubb, who's now with the Dolphins, they're doing really well. So in that case, it's keeping them from going further back. But the Broncos, because of the high expectations, the fact that they have a Pro Bowl level quarterback who's playing abysmal, the Broncos are 29.
Number 29 for me. This is where I had the Saints.
Saints.
Yep, you lose to the Steelers, you're getting in the bottom five.
That's right, good point.
Sorry.
You lose to the Steelers, you're getting in the bottom five.
I mean, you know what? The Saints have just been a mess all year long. I mean, who's their quarterback? Is it really going to be Andy Dalton for the rest of the season?
Well, I'll just piggyback off that because I have them at 30.
Okay,
all
perfect.
Right, because again, if you're going to kick the Steelers out of the bottom five because you lose to them, I'm gonna put you down in 30. And you know what? Dennis Allen is contemplating putting Jameis Winston back in there. Because he said this week he's contemplating. Since they shut out the Raiders, they have looked awful.
They've looked anemic.
Awful. Since that devastating game in which they kept the Raiders from crossing midfield.
And literally it's on both sides of the ball.
Right.
I mean, it's not just one or the other. Like, you can make an argument for the Broncos because, you know, it's like, hey, their defense is keeping in their games. Saints have nothing.
They have nothing.
They're
terrible.
I mean, Kenny Pickett looked great.
Alvin Kamara is no threat to run the ball on anybody.
Ever again.
They don't throw the ball particularly well. They don't score a lot of points. They've been a real mess. You're right. This is a team. I had a lot of high hopes for the Saints. I thought, well, Jameis Winston got hurt last year. Whenever he played, they won enough games that, and I said, if you can get a nice season of Jameis Winston, that didn't work out. He got hurt, had back issues. Andy Dalton hasn't been any better. They've had a couple of moments where they beat the Seahawks and they shut out the Raiders, but that's it. That's all they got. So the Saints, you are 30.
Well, my 30, and I'm going to continue a narrative that you already are talking about. My 30 is the Broncos.
Broncos, all right.
Listen, you said the stat yesterday, kind of forgot about it. Saw it again on Twitter late last night, reminded me of it, and I said, you know what, this is 30. If they had just scored 18 points a game, they'd be 8-1.
They'd be 8-1. They'd be one of the best teams in the NFL.
And then it just leads me to believe, like, all right, you know, 18 points, I mean, that's not easy to come by, but it should be easy for someone like Russell Wilson.
Of course. That's the thing. If you're a Broncos fan, how do you wrap your brain around that?
18 points.
That's... Where you're not getting shut out. I mean, you're not getting blown out. You're not asking your offense to score 32 points a game.
No, it's three touchdowns.
Yeah, three touchdowns.
You can't
touchdowns.
Get three touchdowns in four quarters? For a guy like Russell Wilson who, you know, I mean, before this season, I was thinking first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, having gotten robbed so many times with never getting an MVP vote. And now I'm sitting back thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, it makes sense. He never got an MVP vote. Would he even make the Hall of Fame at this point?
I know. I mean, he really could.
It's
have.
Terrible.
Because Troy Rank, who covers the Broncos out in Denver, has pointed this out to people over and over again on Twitter because I follow him, and his responses are crazy. Because Bronco fans are like, they got to cut ties with Wilson. He's like, they can't.
They can't cut ties.
He's there till 2028. They owe – the money would kill the franchise. The money would kill the franchise.
I mean,
they're
maybe,
stuck with him.
Maybe, just maybe – Walmart, because it was a Sam Walton. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
But you can't make, no matter how rich you are, you can't make up for dead cap money.
Oh, no, I know. I was saying that maybe you can figure out a way to stretch it out like a Bobby Bonilla contract.
Yeah, but it still hurts you in the dead cap, so you can't sign anybody.
Yeah,
so you have nothing. It's, you would have nothing.
He is your
man. You are
man.
Basically playing. You're basically playing an entire team of rookie contracts. Here, would you like to play for a cup of coffee and maybe some free dinner?
Right.
Play defensive tackle because we owe so much money to this guy from Seattle.
And what
it's
is it?
Crazy.
Is it Broncos country? Let's ride.
Let's ride. Yeah.
Let's ride. So Broncos, woo. You're going to be riding. Bottom, I don't know how long you can be riding bottom five.
But then again, a year from now, you could get a new coach and be like, wow, those Broncos are really rocking and rolling now.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's Wilson. Maybe it's Hackett. Who knows? 31 for me. This is where I put the Raiders. You know what? I kept the Raiders out of my bottom five for a long time. We talk about this almost every time. I said, I just couldn't do it. They were playing well. They were just on the losing end. Ouch, you know, oops, all right, a little bit here. Okay, no problem, but now it's a problem. They're losing to everybody. Lose to Jeff Saturday, the guy everybody said shouldn't even be there. Shouldn't even be there. They go, and what does Jeff Saturday go? Hey, I don't. Hey guys, Matt Ryan, you're back at quarterback. Why not? Let's all have some fun.
Listen, okay, you know, 31 for me was also the Raiders, and yeah, it's because you lost to the Colts,
right?
You know, Derek Carr, I know a lot of people rallying behind Derek Carr because he was crying on the podium. And we can sit there and say, man, he has so much love for this team. It's sick. It's just, you can feel it. He's a Raider for life. Listen, you know what? You might have to get rid of him. If he can't make this work, you know, at some point, I mean, is it him or is it Josh McDaniels? You're going to have to define that line, all right? I understand that there's a lot of love affair for Derek Carr. He's been with this franchise for a while. But it might be the quarterback.
It could be the quarterback.
You know, maybe he's just not team leader enough to lead this team. I mean, crying on the podium, sure, everyone can do that. But you need to be a soul. You need to be a general on the field, and he may not be it.
He may not be it.
And I love the fact that you brought up that he lost to Jeff Saturday. There were coaches who are NFL, real NFL coaches who were passed over for that gig. Now, I know they would never do this in the NFL, but would it have shocked you if they kind of threw it a little bit?
Right.
You know?
Right.
If I'm forgetting the coach's name right now. John Fox,
John Fox,
John Fox, and then the old Panther or the old Jaguars coach who I can't remember.
Gus Bradley.
Yeah, Gus Bradley. You could totally see them like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't call that play. My fault.
Yeah. By the way, when I was in Denver, I did a killer John Fox impression. I had such a good John Fox impression. People in the Broncos organization told me it was a good John Fox impression. Now, let me just tell you this. How far can you go with a good John Fox impression? Nowhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't take you anywhere. Like, if you can do a good impression of, I don't know, like Jimmy Fallon go far with that.
Right now, you could probably call an Indiana radio station.
I probably could.
Indianapolis radio station.
I don't even know if I could do it anymore, but I heard him talk so much because we carried his press conference and stuff that I developed it. And
you can call in as John Fox.
Killer John Fox. And, you know, I'm patting myself on the back here. Killer. But again, you can't. It's not currency in the real world. It's phony.
You can turn the Colts organization upside down.
Yeah, I could if I could get it again. Yeah.
Use it for evil, Tony.
All right, 32 Houston.
Yeah.
What does Houston do well? Anything? Is there one thing? Damian Pierce?
Is that the only thing they got? I live here and I have no idea who's on the team.
Yeah, I know.
I do know one person who's on the team, and that's Brandon Cooks. Because he just got stripped of his captain.
Because he complains and he wants out.
Yeah.
Damian Pierce seems to be the only bright spot they have. I think he's fifth in the league in rushing, which is pretty good. But I mean,
you know, I think it's David Mills, right? Davis Mills.
Yeah.
God, somebody the other day, they turned to me and go, no, it's David. I'm like,
no,
all right.
It isn't. Because I'd said David Mills for a while before I was corrected and I never made the mistake again. I said, all right, fine.
Davis Mills experience is over.
It's over, man.
It's over.
Remember when he first was playing, everybody's like, hey, they may have something here, this kid from Stanford.
Lightning in a bottle.
Watch out. You'll get to know his
name. Diamond in the rough.
Clearly, we haven't gotten his name because he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can tell you this. He's not on any car commercials, grocery store commercials, nothing.
Yeah. Remember,
none of the Texans are. You know, I mean, the Astros, everything's Astros.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You want to know how bad it is? You want to know how bad it is?
Texans stink.
Real quick, this is how bad it is, right? Jeremy Pena, World Series MVP, ALCS MVP, was serving food at a Cane's fast food, you know, the chicken finger place. It sounded like the Beatles were in town.
Oh, I bet it was.
And there was a line overnight waiting for him to serve them food. That's how ridiculous it is. If a Texan was to show up anywhere handing out $100 bills, you wouldn't have one person in line.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's so nuts.
Because no one would know who that guy is.
Well, Houston, you're 32 on our bottom five. We'll continue with his Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.